Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adjustment did you guys make offensively, or what did you do better offensively tonight against Irvin than 5 days ago?
Yeah, I thought we went out there with conviction, you know, whether we were looking for fastball, and when we got them, we were ready to hit, especially the Nemo one, and then some of the breaking balls. You know, if we went out there looking for it, especially with the way he was using it on that outing to try to get strike one or try to get, you know, make a pitch or something, when we went out there looking for a breaking ball, guys went with conviction, and, you know, we were able to put some good at-bats off him today.
On the flip side, didn't seem like they were able to make too many adjustments against Quintana tonight. What, beyond just, you know, this little two-game stretch against the Nationals, what have you seen over the last month from him that has been so different?
Yeah, he's staying on the attack, but the way he's mixing his pitches, you know, I thought today the changeup was really good, the two-seam, the breaking ball, not only to get ahead but to put hitters away. Then he threw some fastballs up. Make pitches when needed. Obviously, that base is loaded. The play on from Lindor was huge. Made it look really easy, you know. But I think overall, the way Q is attacking, putting hitters away, mixing his pitches, you know, another really good outing from him.
Mike.
Carlos, Quintana's stretcher has aligned with when Alvarez came back. How much of a correlation do you think is there?
Yeah, maybe there's, you know, something to it, because when you look at the numbers, especially the last few outings, they've been really good working together on the same page, reading swings with the conviction from Alvarez when he's calling some of the pitches, especially when they got to go down in the dirt or come up and in on a righty. I think that helps. And then the conversations they're having, you know, in between innings. So, yeah, I think they have a good thing going on. You know, they have a good feel for each other and what the game will tell you all the time. So.
The other thing, how frustrating is it for you when you get seven scoreless from a starter and have to use that much bullpen?
I'm not going to say frustrating. You know, win is a win. You know, at the end of the day, we got the job done. It took us a few guys to come in and get it done. But like I said, you know, I'll take it.
Tony?
You've got a pretty big sample now with Lindor and Nimmo batting 1-2. What makes the two of them so potent batting back-to-back like that?
Well, I mean, they are great players, you know. They've been doing it for a long time. And now, you know, the way they're controlling the strike zone, but the way they are impacting the baseball and driving the ball to all fields, whether it's the opposite way. Obviously, we saw it today with Nemo. Lindor is going the other way on a breaking ball for an RBI, but then, you know, doing damage to the pool side. So that tells you that they're seeing the ball well. And, you know, they're great players.
Pat.
Carlos, what do you think of the way Harrison Bader has been able to kind of ignite you guys a little bit in some of these innings that you scored in? Seemingly, like, he's always getting on base, you know, whether it's a single walk, but he's always in the middle of things when you guys are scoring.
Yeah, you're right. It seems like he's always in the middle of something, whether it's getting that big hit, being on base, getting on base, and, you know, I've been saying it, to his credit, he's worked really hard to get better, especially against right-handed pitching, you know. And the way he's controlling the strike zone, not chasing as much, but, you know, hitting line drives and breaking balls over the plate. We saw it today, another good game for him, and, you know, he's a big part of this team.
Dave?
Carlos, with the way you've had to navigate the bullpen the past couple of weeks, how welcome is it that David brought in another relief pitcher for you?
Yeah. It's nice, you know, and we've been having conversations day in and day out. How can we make the team better in different areas? Obviously, today he was able to bring an established arm, you know, a guy that has been in this league. I've seen it from the other dugout a lot, you know. So, yeah, it's good that, you know, he continues to bring people, whether it's, you know, minor leagues, continue to add depth to what we're trying to do here. And, yeah, It's good that we're adding another arm here that can help us.
Zach?
When you think of what has happened with Lindor since you moved him to the leadoff spot, What was the impetus for that decision, and are you at all surprised at just how that move has worked out so well for him?
No, I'm not surprised, because we're talking about a great player. You know, I think whether you hit him first, second, third, he's at the end of the year, his numbers are going to be there. You know, he's got such a track record. You know, he is who he is. He's a special player. He just happened to be one of those where when we were at, I was looking to, you know, mix some things around the lineup. And, you know, having the conversation with him, he wants to win. He wants to do what's best for the team. And if he thought that the best decision was to put him on the leadoff spot, he was good with it. Now we're seeing the results for I don't know how many weeks now.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.